Good morning and welcome to the show. I'm your host, Andrea Williams. This morning, our focus is on Parkinson's disease, and I am happy to be joined by Gary Garland. He is the executive director of the Wisconsin Parkinson Association. He's been with the organization for 4 years, and he's spearheading the Moving Forward Together awareness campaign that we're going to hear more about today. How are you, Gary?
I'm doing great, Andrea. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Thank you for your time today. And first and foremost, for those people who don't know, tell us, what is Parkinson's disease?
Sure. Parkinson's disease is a chronic and progressive movement disorder. So it's caused by neurons in the brain that create dopamine, which allows us to move. Those cells begin to die. And so it is a disease that progressively limits people's ability to easily move around. So it's a long-term chronic disease caused by dopamine lessening in the brain.
Thank you for clarifying that. And that leads us to talking about the Wisconsin Parkinson Association. And you guys every single day provide hope and support and resources for people who are living with Parkinson's as well as their loved one. So tell us a few things that you offer to individuals as far as resources and just having somewhere to turn.
You bet. Yeah. So WPA has been around for about 37 years, and there's roughly 20,000 people in our state, believe it or not, who have Parkinson's. A lot of folks aren't aware of Parkinson's disease, but there's a lot of folks in Wisconsin that have it. And so we really focus on three areas. One is education, because it's crucial for folks to for the highest quality of life. Really, folks want to get information and get treatment quickly. So we educate people through programs all around the state. We work with about 100 support groups around the state, and these are frontline volunteers that get information out to people in their communities that have Parkinson's. Then we produce a magazine and an e-newsletter, and all these things folks can get at our website, which is wiparkinson.org. But we also focus on exercise, because just like for the rest of us, we've seen exercise be so beneficial for people with Parkinson's. We run in good times when we aren't in COVID. We run 8 exercise programs around the state. Right now, we're running a single virtual program on Facebook. Folks can sign up for that, and exercise will strengthen folks' muscles, make them a bit stronger, allow them mental health benefits as well. And there's growing evidence that exercise slows the progression of Parkinson's, which is crucial. So it's really important for folks to get exercise as early as possible. And the one thing we do that a lot of folks forget about is we do community building. Parkinson's disease, like a lot of chronic diseases, a lot of just aging, makes people isolate, and we don't want that. We want people to stay involved in activities. So we have things like a game night where people can play games with others with Parkinson's. Okay. We've done fly fishing events, and we have a working professionals group. So folks who are still in the workforce can go out for social events with those who are on a similar journey.
Wow, it's all so important. And when people think of famous people that they've seen live with Parkinson's, you have the late Muhammad Ali and then Michael J. Fox. So I think that both of them serve as great inspirations, because never once did you see them give up or stop fighting or doing the best that they could do. I mean, Muhammad Ali lived to be 74, and Michael J. Fox continues to fight and, like I said, serve as an inspiration for many. When we talk about the importance of providing motivation and inspiration for those who have been diagnosed, talk about the importance of that.
Oh, it is so crucial, and you're right on. I mean, people like Muhammad Ali and Michael J. Fox were great inspirations, and folks, you know, we keep learning more. As our society ages, we're going to hear more and more folks get this, because the older you are, the more likely it is to arise. Alan Alda, Neil Diamond, Brian Grant, former basketball player. But it's so easy with a chronic disease like this to get run down, to get tired. So you need inspiring role models like the people we mentioned, but you also need inspirations within your own community. I mean, 4 years ago when I came to WPA, I knew nobody who had Parkinson's disease. Now I know thousands, and just really getting to know these people. They are fighters, and they fight for each other. I mean, these exercise groups, the support groups, these are crucial places where people just find the motivation looking at their friends or colleagues to say, you know what, I'm getting up today and I'm giving it all I got.
Mm-hmm. And just, you know, people who are waking up on a daily basis also can use that type of motivation. So certainly understand that. So there are a lot of exciting things happening within the organization. You have an awareness campaign that's coming up that's titled Moving Forward Together. Tell us more about that.
Sure. Yeah, we're really excited about this. As I said earlier, there's 20,000 people in Wisconsin who have Parkinson's disease, as well as their caregivers. And really, the main thing we want to get is make sure people are getting information, getting early treatment. But there's many people in our state who may not know about us. So we want to make sure, especially now with April being Parkinson Awareness, we want to make sure we're getting the word out, talking loudly, and reaching as many people as possible. And one of the things we've noticed is there's certain groups that may even be more underserved than other groups. And those are the three groups we've identified to really reach out even more towards are newly diagnosed, persons of color, and rural residents, mm-hmm. because these folks are at greater danger, and there's been lots of research done on these things, of not knowing the services that are out there. So that's the idea of this campaign, is to ensure more people in our state know about our services, especially in those underserved communities.
Absolutely. And when you talk about underserved communities, there's always that disproportionate number of individuals who deal with things on a greater level than the rest of the population. So talk about why it is so important for someone with Parkinson's to be diagnosed as early as possible.
It's so important, right? Each person with Parkinson's, their journey is unique. And so information and help, as soon as you can get that, is going to make for a higher quality of life. So the way to look at it is early diagnosis equals early treatment equals better quality of life. And that's really the formula. One might have Parkinson's disease. It's not unusual for this to be a 30 or 40-year journey. So the earlier you get help, the better your symptoms are managed, both physical and mental health symptoms. So we're looking to get people in as quickly as possible, identify a neurologist, ideally a movement disorder specialist, get involved with their local support and exercise groups. But again, early diagnosis equals better quality of life.
Absolutely. Let's talk about the fact that, you know, people are being diagnosed with Parkinson's every single day. And coming up in April, you have a webinar series that is specifically set up to help individuals who are in that scenario, right?
Absolutely. In this COVID world that we live in, unfortunately, as much as we'd like, we can't get in the same room as people and bring the experts that we do to those folks. So we're doing this webinar. It's April 4th, Monday through April 16th, Friday. Five straight days, very short one-hour programs, and they focus on a wide variety of topics that are going to be helpful to anyone with Parkinson's, but especially those who are recently diagnosed. So we'll have doctors and experts talk about treatment options, mental health, and how that's affected by Parkinson's, just your general Parkinson's diagnosis and how that happens and what it means, and then closing on Friday with activity and exercise, which is just such an important thing. So wide variety of topics, really short and simple programs, won't take a large part of your day, but I promise you these are local experts who bring just great information to people who want to get some help on their Parkinson's journey.
Yes, and we really appreciate you coming by today and giving us all this great information. Where would someone go to get more information on anything that we've discussed today?
It's really simple. They can go to our website, which is wiparkinson.org, or they can call us at 414-312-6990.
That website address again is wiparkinson.org, or you can call 414-312-6990. That's 414-312-6990. Gary, is there anything else you wanted to share with us as we wrap up?
First, I want to thank you, Andrea, for helping us get the word out, and just really want to encourage folks to contact us. Doctors have a minimal amount of time. They do great work, but they we're set up to help people in the long term be partners with their health provider. So give us a call, contact us. We're excited and wanting to help.
Well, Gary, it has been a pleasure. Thank you again for your time and for all that you do.
Thank you, Andrea.
Gary Garland is the executive director at the Wisconsin Parkinson Association. And to find out about their Moving Forward Together awareness campaign, or even to get information on their webinar series that's coming up, again, go to wiparkinson.org or call 414-312-6990. Thank you again, Gary. Have a great day.
You do the same, Andrea.
If you're just joining us, I'm your host, Andrea Williams. We've had an opportunity to hear all about Parkinson's disease and the great work that's being done at the Wisconsin Parkinson Association. We are now being joined by Anna Warren. She was diagnosed with Parkinson's back in 2018, and she now serves as a spokesperson for the association, and she's an inspiration for many who are also battling this condition. Hi, Anna. How are you?
Hi, Andrea. I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
I am happy to have you join us today. And as I mentioned, you were diagnosed with Parkinson's disease 3 years ago. So if you would tell us what your journey was like, first knowing that something was wrong and then making the decision to do something about it.
Well, my initial symptoms did not really initially point to Parkinson's disease. In late 2015, I began having strange muscle spasms, insomnia, and balance problems. Mm-hmm. Now, they were obviously very annoying. None of them seemed overly serious, and nothing that I needed to, you know, specifically that pointed to something being wrong with my brain.
Mm-hmm.
In 2016, I accidentally fell down the stairs and injured myself, and this initially got treated as the back injury that it was, but then that caused the muscle spasms and the other problems I was having to get worse, and then that led me into like a complex journey, 2-year journey of doctor's appointments, tests, scans, and procedures, like trying to find out what was causing my symptoms. At that point, I knew in my gut something was wrong,
mm-hmm.
and just because of how my body felt, but nothing, all the tests were coming up negative. At some point in the middle of all that, I asked a doctor, is there any chance this could be Parkinson's disease? And he said, no, you're too young.
Mm.
It's not likely. And if it is, it's the early stages. And, you know, but it's probably not. So,
wow.
During 2017, I kind of tried to go on with my life and just accept that whatever was going on was something I had to live with, and, tried to find a way to live with it. And then beginning in 2018, I started having worse muscle spasms and more other symptoms that were pointing to Parkinson's disease. Mm-hmm. And that led me back to neurology, which they were still having a difficult time pinpointing exactly what it was. Mm-hmm. So he referred me to a movement disorders neurologist at Mayo Clinic early in 2018, which then eventually in the fall of 2018 was able to be seen at Mayo Clinic, and they were diagnosed with early onset Parkinson's disease.
Wow.
Just to put it in perspective, that early, it's not that my diagnosis was missed early was not unusual, mm-hmm. because women are much less likely to have Parkinson's disease, and early onset is a very small percentage, so that most neurologists will never see a woman with early onset Parkinson's disease in their career.
Wow.
So movement disorder specialist is a neurologist who specializes in brain diseases, mm-hmm. or movement disorders, and they see them more frequently. So having more of these specialists is important in managing and diagnosing the disease.
Absolutely. And that is quite a journey to go on, to know that there is something wrong, but doctors are having a hard time pinpointing exactly what that is, because your symptoms weren't exactly matching any one disease, right?
Right, right. And Gary talked about the classic, some classic symptoms of Parkinson's disease. Often with early onset, the symptoms are, they're there, but they're different.
Yeah.
So I was having insomnia, which was affecting my sleep, but it wasn't the classic sleeping problems that someone older with Parkinson's has. Mm-hmm. And my muscle spasms were more, a lot of them were like internal, like in my body. So I felt like it wasn't obvious on the outside, mm-hmm. that something was happening, but I could feel them on the inside, which is something called internal tremors.
Yeah.
So it was exhausting. And when I got diagnosed, as bad as it was to know that I had something, that I truly had something wrong, mm-hmm. I was partially relieved, because it's like, okay, now I know, and I wasn't wrong. I knew my gut was right, yeah. that something was wrong.
Absolutely. So what's really interesting is that for over 25 years, you worked as a physical therapist. So you understand on a different level what individuals go through on a daily basis when needing physical therapy for neurological disorders, brain injuries, strokes, and even Parkinson's. So talk about how that may have helped you in just dealing with your own situation.
Well, it definitely helped me know that something was wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I was able to do some research, and even early on when I asked that question, is it Parkinson's disease? I thought it could be, but I didn't want it to be.
Of course, yeah.
So, I wanted it to be something much, much simpler and something that could be dealt with much more easily. So, mm-hmm. kind of denial is a little bit of a protective response at that point in time when you think something might be wrong, but you don't want it to be wrong, and you hope it'll just go away.
Yeah, I think that's human nature for sure. Yeah,
right, right. But once I got the diagnosis, even though I was specializing in neurological treatment, Parkinson's disease treatment has always been like a little kind of a separate area of PT that I didn't really specialize in. Mm-hmm. So I knew what I had learned in school, which was in 91 when I graduated, Parkinson's was thought of as a, you keep somebody safe, you get them a walker, you make sure try do the best you can to help them not fall and not get too stiff. Mm-hmm. And that's about all that can be done. So then once I started researching, I realized that there's so much evidence now that exercise can dramatically help the activity and help the your ability to move around when you have Parkinson's disease. And there are things that you can do besides just wait for the disease to kind of take over your body.
Yeah, and I love the fact that you made some key decisions because, you know, people can go one way or another when they have something like this happen to them, but you chose to extensively educate yourself. You also chose to exercise, which has helped you tremendously, I'm sure, and you chose to be a part of the Parkinson's community. So, like I mentioned in introducing you, you work with support and social groups through the Wisconsin Parkinson Association, and you really do help people maybe who have just been diagnosed, who need a little more motivation and inspiration to keep going. Talk about why that's so important.
When I was first diagnosed, I looked at, it took me a little bit to feel comfortable with going to a support group and kind of trying to open up to people. Mm-hmm. I, even though my professional side, my PT brain, knew that it would be helpful to connect with people, it's hard to, in the beginning stages, it's hard to say the words. It's hard to talk to someone you know that you just met. Mm-hmm. And it's like any sort of support group or someone trying to reach out, and it's a scary thing.
Yeah.
And it makes it real. But when I finally did, and it was really just like a few months after I was diagnosed that I started getting connected with a WPA support group, and it was just like refreshing to be able to meet people and talk to people who understood the challenges.
Yeah.
Because it's, you know, the disease is different for everybody, but there are certain things that a lot of us deal with, and they're being able to talk to people who've been dealing with it for years, you know, it may be, we were able to share experiences, share advice. It got me connected with other resources and other people that I never would have. And then you become friends with these people, and they become your new, not replacing the friends I had, but adding into my friend group.
Yeah, it's also very important. And you have, throughout the time that you've been a part of the Wisconsin Parkinson Association, you've been a featured speaker at their golf outing fundraiser back in 2019. You wrote an article that was printed in Wisconsin Parkinson Magazine. You've just done a number of things that I feel are so important in just letting people know that they are not alone, and knowing that somebody understands what they're going through, and you, like I continue to say, inspire individuals to just keep on keeping on. So what do you say to someone who has been newly diagnosed with Parkinson's, or maybe someone who has a family member or a friend who's been diagnosed? What advice do you have for them?
To the family member or friend, reach out yourself to Wisconsin Parkinson Association to educate yourself on the disease. Mm-hmm. And also get connected with other people who are spouses or caregivers or family members. Being a family member or a caregiver is much different, and then you have to, it's important to talk to people who can give you that support of getting through that early phase of understanding the disease.
Mm-hmm.
And my other advice is, don't help your your person with Parkinson's as much as they need help, but don't do things. Don't assume that they need help with things. Like ask them before doing things. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I think the tendency when someone's going through something is, especially spouses, to maybe do too much.
Yeah.
And if you do too much, if you take away things that they could do themselves, then eventually then they lose the ability to do it.
Yeah.
So, and to the person who's newly diagnosed, I understand. And every day can be a struggle, and there are some days where it feels impossible to do things and impossible to want to do things.
Mm-hmm.
But give yourself time to be sad when you need to be sad, but then get yourself up, do things that make you happy, and find ways that you can just keep moving each day and keep interacting each day. So you definitely, you can do more than you think you can do, and reach out to people who have been there, who are involved in Wisconsin Parkinson Association, because they're able to provide you with many resources that are helpful.
Absolutely. And I thank you so much for joining us today and sharing your story and also continuing to not only inspire, but to educate as well. You can go to wiparkinson.org to get more information on the Wisconsin Parkinson Association. Mrs. Anna Warren, she is a mother and a wife, and she also does outstanding work with the Wisconsin Parkinson Association. Anna, thank you so much. Continue to take care of yourself, and it was great talking to you.
Thank you, Andrea.
That's going to do it for today's show. I'm your host, Andrea Williams. As always, thank you for listening. And until next time, please be safe, take care, and we'll talk again next week. Bye-bye.